I love getting boxes in the mail. Even though it's usually me who's ordered and paid for whatever's in the box, I still love it. My dogs love it too. That's right, my dogs, because once a month, they get a special box from a company called BarkBox. And inside that box are treats and toys just for them. And they love both. You can get a BarkBox for your dogs too through a monthly subscription when you go to BarkBox.com/GreyhoundNJ. And when you do this and are a first-time customer of BarkBox, they will donate $25 to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, helping us to get more greyhounds into homes. Check them out. It's BarkBox.com/GreyhoundNJ. Welcome to About Greyhounds, the podcast about
greyhounds.
I'm Jacqueline Howard of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
And I'm Al Cavallo, also of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
My second favorite holiday is coming up, Al. Halloween!
What's your first favorite?
Veterans Day!
Because you're so patriotic?
Well, I am patriotic, and no one gets more respect from me than our veterans and people in the armed services. So I'm especially proud to have been born on Veterans Day, November 11th. Remember that date, Al? It's a double whammy holiday for me, but I digress. Let's get on to Halloween. Halloween's a lot of fun, right? But for many greyhounds and other types of dogs, Halloween can be a scary nightmare. Pun intended. There are several booby traps on this holiday that can quickly turn a good time into a horror show. Another pun.
That's true, and I have a list of booby traps and how to avoid them that can help to keep your greyhound safe and calm on the day of monsters and goblins.
Of course you have a list. Last time you were on the show, I told you how impressive you are for always being so prepared with lists. What do you have for us?
Today, I have been number one on the list of Greyhound Halloween booby traps. Candy.
Good one, Al. Here's what we know about candy. Chocolate is poisonous to dogs and, by the way, cats. It can make them very sick and may even kill them if they eat it. Signs of chocolate poisoning may include vomiting, diarrhea, rapid breathing, increased heart rate, and even seizures. Then there's xylitol. Xylitol is an artificial sweetener. It's also poisonous to dogs. Ingesting it may lead a dog to a sudden drop in blood sugar and loss of coordination.
What if a cat ingests xylitol?
Well, that actually hasn't been established yet. Just the same, I'd keep it away from cats, too.
Okay, so what do I do if my greyhound eats chocolate or something with xylitol?
There are a couple things you can do. Number one, call your vet or local emergency animal hospital immediately. If they're not available and you're in the United States, call the ASPCA's Animal Poison Control folks. The number is 888-426-4335. There may be a charge for the assistance they offer, but it is well worth it when it comes to your greyhound's health. I have phone numbers for the countries where we're listened to most. These phone numbers, including the one for the U.S., are all listed in this episode's show notes. In Canada, and also this will work in the U.S., the pet poison hotline is 855-764-7661. In the U.K., call the animal poison line at 012-02-509-000. There may be a fee for this call. Whatever country you're from, contact your veterinarian and ask him or her for your country's poison control help or hotline. Then load it onto your phone so it's always handy. So just a little side note, I did look for poison control hotlines or helplines in Australia, in Ireland, and in New Zealand, because these are the countries where most of the people listening to us are, in addition to the US and Canada and the UK, but I could not find them. So again, do call your veterinarian and ask if there is such a number that you can add into your phone.
That's all great information. What's the other thing people can do?
Before I say it, Al, here comes my medical caveat. And I'm including you in this. Al and I are not medical professionals. The information we provide is strictly for informational purposes only. Always discuss any treatment for your pet with your veterinarian, be it prescription or over the counter, with a licensed veterinarian before taking action. Okay, that said, make sure you have a bottle of plain old hydrogen peroxide on hand. After a dog has ingested something toxic like chocolate or xylitol, you can give a dog 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide for every 10 pounds of weight. That's about 4.5 kilograms. You can put it in something like a turkey baster or syringe. Some people mix it with ice cream and serve it in a bowl. You can try this twice, but after the first time, your dog should vomit the toxin. If not, take your dog to the vet or emergency vet.
Really, I guess the best way to help protect your greyhound from ingesting any toxic candy is to put the candy out of reach. I mean, seriously, out of reach, where no way, no how your greyhound can get at it. When walking your dog on Halloween night, especially be aware of kids that could have dropped the candy along the way. If your greyhound is like our greyhound, Baron, he'll suck up the candy like right before you can catch him, before you can even blink. So be on the lookout. If you have kids that have candy booty from the trick-or-treating, put the candy away in an area where your greyhound can't actually get into it, like a high cupboard or a pantry with a closed door where he or she can't open it. And if you have kids, be sure to explain to them why it's important to keep the candy away from the greyhound. Okay, on to number 2 Halloween booby trap for your greyhound. You ready?
I'm ready. Hit me with it.
The front door of your home.
Oh, yeah. Boy, ain't that one a fact.
Your door will be opening and closing for trick-or-treaters, and they'll be in scary costumes. Even an innocuous banana costume could be scary, say, for your greyhound.
Banana costume? Come on.
Anyway, there'll be loud noises and voices, which is also frightening. So your dog may become scared. She may growl, hide. Or one of the biggest fears of greyhound people, the dog may bolt out the front door.
Ugh. I don't even want to think about it. Racing greyhounds, and you know, I think we've said this on more than half of our episodes, but it's important to reiterate. Racing greyhounds have been trained to take off running when a racing gate opens. For many former racing greyhounds, an open door is a trigger to do just that. Take off at full speed. It's something every greyhound person should be aware of.
That's the truth. So let's talk about preventing this type of disaster. First, you can crate your greyhound. Put the crate in the quietest place in your home. You may even want to put a blanket over it for a little bit of security. If your greyhound doesn't like to be crated, or if you don't have one, consider moving your greyhound to a quiet room with a door. Depending on how your front door is designed, you may be able to put a baby gate up at the opening. We have a storm door, so putting the baby gate between the storm door and the front door would also help preventing our greyhounds from running out the door. You could also keep your greyhound leashed, slip knotted to your wrist when you answer the door.
Ah, the Linda Lyman loop. When your greyhound is properly slip knotted to your wrist, you have a strong chance of staying tethered to your dog, even if he or she tries to bolt. There's a video of how to do the Linda Lyman loop or slip knot in the show notes for this episode. Al, what if my greyhound is super terrified of strangers coming to the door and/or reveling trick-or-treaters that crating and bringing him to the door in a leash doesn't work?
If you know this to be the case, be prepared. Talk to your dog's veterinarian about the possibility of a calming medication to help him or her relax or even sleep through the noise. This all brings me to booby trap number 3. You ready?
I'm ready.
Not having your dog clearly identified. Your greyhound should always be wearing an identification tag or collar just in case he or she gets out.
Right. Another form of identification for greyhounds are their unique ear tattoos. Many found greyhounds are identified through these if they're legible. Many, not all, shelters know to look for these tattoos and will call local greyhound adoption organizations to identify the dog and adopter. An additional action you can take is to have your greyhound microchipped. If your dog is already microchipped, make sure that his or her information is up to date with your microchip's issuing company.
Our greyhounds always have their ID tags on, and they have their tattoos and their microchip. We also take one other measure. Our dogs also have GPS trackers on their collars. When they're wearing their GPS trackers, we can pinpoint on a detailed map exactly where they are in real time. Right now we use Tractive. Some adopters in our organization use Whistle. Both are similar. I recommend having a GPS tracker on your greyhound. Do your research to find the one that best fits your needs.
None of these preventative measures are foolproof, but by doing all 4, if one of our greyhounds were to run away and get lost, we have a very good chance of finding them.
So, on to booby trap number 4. Fire.
Fire?
Oh yeah, fire. Many people put real candles in their jack-o'-lanterns. Some have candles inside and outside their homes to create scary atmosphere. What if your greyhound were to take a sniff of those candles? He or she could be badly burned. It could especially be disastrous, not to mention painful for your dog.
This is true for cats, too. So, you know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So we had a cat named Klaus. I loved Klaus. We called him Klaus a lot, and he was a great cat. Sadly, Klaus passed away a few years back from old age, not candles. Clearly, Klaus wasn't a greyhound. Still, this story applies. One year, Klaus stuck his head deep inside our jack-o'-lantern, which had a burning tea-light candle in it. Curiosity almost killed the cat. Luckily, all that happened were singed whiskers and a very frightened cat. Al was laughing. It's not funny. He could have been killed.
I'm just remembering because he had no whiskers.
He didn't. Well, he had whiskers, but they were
all curled up.
They were all curled up from being burned. So after that, we only used fake battery-powered candles in our pumpkins. In fact, we replaced most of our real candles with these. They flicker and the light is flame-shaped, so they still look good. I highly recommend not using real candles, not just to protect your greyhound or cat, but they're a general fire hazard. A swinging tail or bump against the table can turn into a major catastrophe.
Pun intended?
Not this time.
Greyhound Halloween booby trap number 5. Ill-fitting, sight-obstructing Halloween costumes. Many people like to dress their dogs in Halloween costumes, Jacqueline included. If you want to put a costume on your greyhound, be sure that your greyhound is comfortable with it. If your dog seems scared or anxious about it, ditch the costume. In addition to making sure it fits well and that your dog is comfortable and can see, also be absolutely sure that it's not too hot for your greyhound. They easily overheat. And that your dog can hear, breathe properly, open his or her mouth, and that she or he won't be tripping over it. The last thing you want on Halloween is for your dog to suffer a broken leg or other bone. Getting your dog used to the costume is important too. So a few days leading up to Halloween, put it on your greyhound so he or she can get used to it. Another thing, never leave your dog unsupervised while he or she is wearing the costume. And remember what I said about the candles.
For some costume ideas, one year I made a Dogosaurus costume for my greyhound, Max. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. It fit him like one of his greyhound coats, which I patterned it after, and I put triangles down the back to imitate a Stegosaurus's bony plates. You know, those triangle things that went down his back. Another year, Max was a leopard. That's right, I dressed him up like a cat. The costume was actually a greyhound coat with a leopard print pattern. Then there was the greyhound skeleton costume. That was off the rack and also fit like a greyhound coat.
Okay, Halloween booby trap number 6, the dark. Make sure if you take your greyhound for a walk or trick-or-treating and it's dark outside, that other people, especially other drivers, can see him or her. There are light-up collars you can slip over your greyhound's head and onto his or her neck, so you can use that during walk time. Also consider reflective tape on your greyhound's coat or costume if he or she is wearing one. You should be walking with a flashlight and reflective clothing as well.
The dark is certainly a booby trap. What's Greyhound Halloween booby trap number 7, Al?
Number 7? Strangers in scary costumes.
Like the banana you mentioned before?
Yes, like the banana. Or a clown. Or a ballerina. Greyhound may be scared of any of those things. Remember, number 7 is strangers in scary costumes approaching your home and knocking on your door or ringing the doorbell when you're not home can be very scary to some greyhounds and may make them quite anxious. Our greyhound Baron is one such dog.
True.
When we take our kids trick-or-treating, we take both our greyhounds with us. Another thing you can do is put 2 signs up, one on your door saying, please don't knock, scaredy dog inside. And if you have a doorbell, put one over the doorbell that says, please don't ring doorbell, scaredy dog inside. Be sure that the door sign is low enough on the door for a child to see. Better yet, put one low and one high for the adult of average height. If you're feeling adventurous, you could leave out a bowl of candy with a trusting take one sign on it. We give our bowl of candy to our neighbor to hand out for us when we're not going to be in the house.
One of our greyhounds is a senior, and keeping up with our kids on a long trick-or-treating jaunt isn't something he can do. The other is afraid of strangers, so for the last couple of years, I put both dogs in my car and trailed our kids as Al walked with them. If your neighborhood can accommodate this strategy, it may be a good option for greyhounds who may get anxious if left alone on Halloween. And it's also a good strategy for older dogs and dogs that are fearful of strangers, especially when they're in groups and wearing scary costumes. You know, like maybe there's a bunch of bananas. A good course of action? Take your greyhound for a long walk before trick-or-treating starts. This way, he or she can get energy out and be on the tired side when the action starts. If your greyhound can hold out, take him or her for a nighttime walk once the trick-or-treaters are back in their homes.
Greyhound Halloween booby trap number 8. The temptation of chewing decorations. Keep decorations and any electrical wires out of your greyhound's reach. If he or she were to chew any of these things and swallow any of it, it could be life-threatening.
Right. I had, keyword had, decorative candles shaped like ghosts and witches. They were really cute and were never lit because they were just for display. But one of our greyhounds got to them and chewed them up. Wax won't necessarily hurt a greyhound unless he or she chokes on it. It could become an obstruction in their digestive tract. But, you know, you really don't want this happening. I also had a stuffed witch. She looked like a dog toy, and our greyhound didn't understand that it wasn't. How could he? Bottom line, be especially careful with decorations.
Here comes our last greyhound booby trap for Halloween. Number 9.
Woohoo!
Leaving your greyhound in your fenced yard, even if the weather is greyhound compatible.
Okay, what do you mean by if the weather is greyhound compatible?
Well, greyhounds are indoor dogs. They can overheat in temperatures over 80 degrees Fahrenheit, about 26 degrees Celsius, and they get too cold in temperatures under 40 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 5 degrees Celsius.
Wow, there you go again, Al. frequent listeners know that you are a whiz at converting Fahrenheit to Celsius on a dime. Go on.
Anyway, even if the weather is Greyhound compatible, it's not a good idea to leave your dog in your fenced yard on Halloween. That is, unless you plan to be staying outside with your Greyhound. Here's why. Halloween is a time of pranks and all sorts of hijinks. But we need to remember that there are real monsters out there in the world. Monsters who would think nothing of throwing what seems to be a tempting treat over the fence that could turn out to be a nefarious attempt to poison your dog. Monsters who may consider taking and or hurting your dog in some way. Of course, these are monsters we need to be cognizant of every day, especially on Halloween.
You just gave me the chills, Al.
It had to be said.
Al, I would like to share a bonus Halloween booby trap, but this one isn't for greyhounds. Many greyhound people have cats, just like we do. Unless your cat is feral, cats should be indoors at all times. Now, I know there are those who disagree, but hear me out. If you live in a rural area, there are all sorts of animals that can kill a cat, like foxes, cougars, wolves, coyotes, and so on. If you live in a suburban area, cars and some other animals can kill your cat. For instance, normally a rabbit isn't a threat to a cat, just the opposite. But if that rabbit has rabies, it will be a lethal end for the cat if the cat's bitten by the rabbit or if that cat eats the rabbit. Larger birds of prey are also lethal to cats. Carrying off a 10-pound or so cat is no challenge to such birds. If you live in a city, traffic can be quite fatal for a cat to mess with. All these areas share a common danger: horrible people. If you insist on letting your non-feral cat outdoors, for the love of Bass, please don't let your cat outside the weeks leading up to Halloween, and especially not on Halloween, especially if your cat is black. Every year, there are horrifying reports of cats that are stolen and then tortured and killed by awful degenerates, so please consider leaving your cats inside. Now, I heard you laughing at Bass, Al.
Yes.
Yes, Bass is a cat goddess and also the name of one of our mangles, and she certainly thinks she's a goddess.
I don't think our cats would ever dare go outside. They seem overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, they're not very bright either. So. Yeah. So that's a good thing. It also keeps birds protected from them. That's often something you hear people saying about outdoor cats, that they are overkilling the bird population. Al, you walked us through yet another one of your impressive lists. I hope our audience is able to take away the tips, not tricks, that you talked about. Halloween is a fun holiday, especially when we and our greyhounds can enjoy it in a safe way. Until next week, this is Jacqueline Howard.
And I'm Al Cavallo.
This has been an About Greyhounds podcast episode. Thanks for listening. I really do love Halloween, and by implementing some simple safety measures, my greyhounds enjoy it with me. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey is dedicated to helping more greyhounds transition from their racing careers to loving homes. Of course, this takes a lot of time, work, volunteers, and money. If you enjoyed this episode or have been enjoying this series, please consider donating to help Greyhound Friends of New Jersey continue our mission. Click on Donate in the show notes to donate directly to our organization. We can always use more hands, so if you're local and can volunteer, go to our website, gfnj.org, to see what events are coming up that you can help with. Then raise your hand. We'd love to have you join us. If you're not local to Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, consider volunteering for your local Greyhound organization I'm sure they could use the extra hands too. Until next week, stay safe, everyone, and happy Halloween.